Chapter 17. Do you think we can just walk in, or do you think they'll shoot us on sight?
I think we should wait until morning and then walk in with our arms raised.
I nodded. Most games had built-in friend or foe profiling by NPCs, but I wasn't certain how it worked here. Besides, we weren't positive these guys were really friendly. The one thing I had learned from Stolas the Owl Demon was that these bad guys didn't necessarily get along with one another. For all we knew, this village was now occupied by a rogue group of demons. It would take about 4 or 5 hours for the sun to rise. Clara, Banksy, and I sat huddled at the edge of the forest, waiting. Large, flying demons seemed to probe the village's defenses about once every hour. I caught a glimpse of random flocks of other monsters flying now and then, and I sensed much more than I could see. Large beasts also patrolled these woods, but nothing came close enough to be a problem. I had a sense that early in the game, these woods were considered a safe, low-level area. They weren't safe now, but they were certainly safer than out in the open. Dozens of inconsequential tiny bugs and mammals lived in the underbrush here, and Banksy gobbled up everything that came close. None of these gave any experience except a small, shrew-like creature that had gotten a bite in before Banksy could snap him in half. He still remained at level 5. We didn't talk. We didn't sleep. I suggested Clara get an hour in, but she said the game wouldn't let her sleep out here. Where are you from? Clara rarely said anything about herself, but I figured it wouldn't hurt to try again. I had to get the quiet out of my head. It was in those moments they came to me. Thoughts of Mary and Ruth. And of Chris. Especially thoughts of Chris. And of that day.
This is too much. This is too much.
Seattle, like you.
Oh? Did they have someone on the screen? Someone for you to watch? Someone that they threatened? She turned to me then, her impossibly large eyes luminous in the night.
I had someone, but she was more than threatened. She was ripped away from me.
We are approached. We are stalked. We must fight or run.
What? Where? I wished my frame vision still worked outside of deep dive. I scanned the woods. I saw nothing but shadows of trees.
I really need a gun.
One of the trees moved. It was a slow, languid movement at first, easy to miss. Nothing more than a trunk swaying in the wind. I followed the trunk up into the branches, and there I saw it. The white shock of bone. Antlers. Teeth. Lots of teeth floating in the foliage, grinning down at us. They're in the trees. Massive, floating stag skulls with sharp teeth like those of a great white shark. But no, that wasn't right. These trees weren't swaying. They were moving. The whole damn tree. The tree was the monster. Monsters. I blinked, and it all came together as I stared, dumbfounded. There were at least 5 of them, probably more. Bark and moss-covered, camouflaged to look like gnarled old trees, these hunched beasts stood about 15 feet tall, but were probably bigger if they stood straight. Each had the head of a colossal stag skull with a wide rack of antlers that had to be 10 feet across, like massive claws raised in worship of the night. Wendigo, my mind thought. The name of the monster coming to me unbidden. I didn't know if that was exactly what these things were called, but that's what they were based on. The legendary North American creature of the forest. Okay, guys. We're not going to get a chance to wait until morning. We run on the count of 3.
I don't see anything.
Clara followed my eyes into the tops of the trees. 1. My arms trembled. I remembered shooting Ginger the snake in the face. It didn't do any damage because the thing was too high of a level. 2. The monsters, there were more than 5 of them. A lot more. Surged forward, impossibly fast.
Run!
I blasted the lead Wendigo in the face. It grunted and stopped, shaking his head before falling to all fours, a skeletal stag on stilts. I barely had time to register this as I turned and fled. We burst into the field, rushing as swiftly as we could toward the village. Clara ran at my side, and Banksy slithered ahead of us, faster than us both, disappearing into the dark, knee-high grass.
Entering tribal outskirts.
Help!
I guess we're going to find out if they're friendly.
Help!
I hazarded a look over my shoulder. The herd of Wendigo beasts thundered into the clearing. The ground shook. There had to be 100 of them. All of them loped on long, stilt-like legs. They'd have us in seconds. A blazing spotlight zeroed in at us, impossibly bright. Then another. Then another. The light came from the towers. I could no longer see anything, and I just continued to run. Fire flashed, somehow even brighter than the spotlights. Flashes of red and orange punctuated the deafening whiteout. The familiar whoosh of soul power flowed into me as the monsters died under the onslaught. I ran headlong into a sandbag emplacement, and I flipped, heels overhead into the ditch behind, falling further than I anticipated. I landed in a muddy heap, Clara landing right on top of me. The weapons continued to vomit fire over our heads. The sky was alight with red tracer fire. A single Wendigo appeared over us, its entire body aflame. The white stag skull burned, and one of the antlers was gone. It looked down on us, smoke pouring from the eye holes on its skull. This was the same one I'd shot before. Banksy was suddenly there, latched onto the creature just under the chest, his body whipping back and forth. The Wendigo opened its massive jaw as machine gun fire poured into its flank from the village. I kept thinking, don't hit my worm, don't hit Banksy. I aimed into its stomach and continued to fire. Teeth blasted away, shooting in all directions like shards of glass. It roared and fell forward, its skull breaking into pieces as it tumbled into the hole with us. On us. The wind knocked out of me all over again as the heavy corpse poured into the foxhole.
Level up. You are now level 7. You are now level 8. Upgrades available.
The fire continued for a few more minutes, growing more and more staccato while we cowered in the hole, hiding underneath the corpse of the Wendigo. Banksy was gone, but I could feel the corpse shudder. I assumed he was inside the beast, munching happily away. This thing had to be a really high level, and I was pretty sure I hadn't really killed it myself. Banksy or I may have given it the final blow, but they'd poured a hell of a lot of firepower into that thing before it went down. Clara sat next to me in the dirt. She'd managed to avoid being pinned down by the monster. She sat huddled in a ball in the corner, rocking back and forth.
Are you okay?
She nodded, but didn't say anything. Her entire body shook. She's like a different person every 5 minutes. I now had 2 attribute points and 11 skill points to spend. I stopped to rest, spending the moment to delve into my menus. I put both of the attribute points into strength, taking me up to 13. Then I spent 2 skill points on the world map skill. My mini-map glowed, populating with lines and villages. After reading the description on the skill, I added 2 more points, leveling the skill up to 3. The highest I could bring it without hitting a chicken and waffles and upgrade center. The glowing purple dots of corpses dotted the map. I'd now be able to see the movements of nearby NPCs and enemies. I could now add waypoints, and I could zoom the map out to get a world overview. All the towns and their names populated the map. The one nearby was called Charnel. It glowed with a green outline, indicating, I assumed, that it wasn't yet overrun with demons. I could also see where the guardians were, though after skimming across the icons, it was clear it wasn't all of them. I wasn't sure why. I was left with 7 skill points, and there were several directions I could go with them. I needed to think on it. First, I had to get out of this damn hole.
Banksy Hookslayer is now level 6. Banksy Hookslayer is now level 7. Your familiar is 4.
Jesus, Banksy, not now!
It's like a tree on the outside, but it's very juicy on the inside.
Banksy had gotten noticeably larger.
I won't be able to eat any more of it, though, Dad. I can make opponents unsteady now. I can do it once an hour.
Ugh. Do you think it's safe?
I finally wormed my way out from underneath the dead monster. The extra strength had helped. It had gone silent above. I poked my head above the foxhole. A heavy layer of dust and smoke filled the night. Despite the rain, dozens of fires lit the clearing in front of Charnel. On my mini-map, the blue dots of about 10 NPCs exited the city and made their way toward us.
They're coming. I think they're good guys. Are you okay?
I went up 2 levels. So did Banksy.
I need a gun.
Who goes there?
Renault, Captain of the Guard, level 35.
There were 9 other NPCs with various names, but they were all between level 15 and 20 with the title Village Guard. All 10 of them were worm surgeons, like me.
Let me do the talking.
I stood fully erect, my hands up. Banksy, still dripping with gore, wormed his way up my body, twisting around my torso and settling his head on my shoulder. He'd gained at least 5 pounds.
I'm here!
The guard captain lowered his weapon, a black metal machine gun, at the sight of me.
Brother, that was quite the entrance.
We didn't plan it that way. They kind of sneaked up on us.
Renault nodded. This was my first time really seeing a worm surgeon since my cousin, and their emaciated, ghoulish faces were hard to look at. I felt a twinge of sympathy for Clara for having to deal with my face all day.
They'll do that. Very well. Do you vouch for your companion?
She's harmless.
I know the Fae is harmless. I'm speaking of the Hookslayer. They can be destructive, even when they're this small.
He'll behave himself. Won't you, Banksy?
I reached back and scratched him on the head.
I'm a good boy.
Very well. Let's get you inside.